President Biden's first stop on his final campaign sprint was in New Mexico. He appealed to voters to defeat what he called reckless and irresponsible Republicans and re-elect Democratic New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
5 days to go and until the most important elections in our lifetime. And that's not hyperbole. It's going to shape what the next two generations look like. Not a joke.
Biden warned Republicans will put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block if they retake control of Congress. And he said they'll undo a price cap on insulin and new rules allowing Medicare to negotiate certain drug prices.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, God bless his soul, and his fellow MAGA Republicans say their number one priority. These guys are saying it out loud. They're telling you what they're going to do. Number one priority is deny Medicare the right to negotiate drug prices, which we just passed. Give the power back to Big Pharma so they can continue to rip us off with prescription drugs.
New Mexico is normally safe Democratic territory, but Lujan Grisham is facing a determined challenge from her Republican opponent, a former TV meteorologist. Another blue state governor facing a stiffer-than-expected challenge is New York Democrat Kathy Hochul. She staged a campaign rally featuring top female political leaders, including Vice President Kamala Harris.
Listen, let's just get right down to business because we do have 5 days. And sometimes 5 days can seem like a lot of time, but in this case, we don't have a lot of time to do something very big, which is to elect Kathy Hochul the next and continuing governor of the state of New York.
The race has been tightening in recent weeks. The New York Times reported that Hochul's Republican opponent, Congressman Lee Zeldin, has benefited from a large outside spending campaign from ultra-wealthy conservative donors. Harris said New Yorkers' access to abortion is at stake in the wake of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
If this happens, as these Republicans are trying to push, so many of their leaders, they have said there will be a national ban on abortion. And we're going to need people in the state house and at a local level who have the courage to stand up and push back against what is happening in our country. And in that way, who is your governor matters.
Former Secretary of State and New York Senator Hillary Clinton joined the Hochul event. Clinton noted Republicans around the country are campaigning on the issue of crime. It is a major talking point for Zeldin. But Clinton said their professed concern about crime rings hollow.
But then a terrible crime happens in San Francisco. An intruder hits an 82-year-old man in the head with a hammer, who happens to be married to the Speaker of the House, and the Republicans joke about it. The woman running for governor in Arizona jokes about it. Now, why would any sensible person want to give power to somebody who thinks it's funny that a person gets assaulted in his own home? So, you know, they don't care about keeping you safe. They want to keep you scared so that you can't think straight and you end up voting against your interests.
This evening, President Biden was to join Democratic Congressman Mike Levin for a Get Out the Vote event at a community college in Oceanside. His Republican opponent has gone after Levin on inflation, gas prices, and crime. Biden is to spend part of Friday and Saturday in the Chicago area. Then later Saturday, he'll head to Pennsylvania to campaign with former President Obama for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro and Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman. Former President Trump also campaigned Saturday in Pennsylvania to boost the Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz and the gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano. As for Trump's own political future, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway said Trump is being advised to deliver a November surprise, an announcement after the midterms that he'll run for president again in 2024.
So I think you can expect him to announce soon. Obviously, there's a family wedding coming up on his property, and Election Day is late this year. But as he would say, wait and see.
I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.